Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph of Maseches Beitza. So once we explained how it is that it's mutter to buy meat on Yom Tov from a butcher, the Mishnah is going to explain whether you're allowed to weigh on Yom Tov, whether you're allowed to weigh the meat on Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shokel Adam Basar, a person, excuse me, can weigh meat on a scale to know how much he needs to cook. Kenegera kli or kenegera kof, it's using on the other side of the scale some type of kli that he knows how much it weighs, or some type of meat cleaver. That no, even if you're not using weight and you're using some other kli, still you're not allowed to use a scale at all. My kol ikr, what does it mean that you can't use a scale at all? Why doesn't it just say v'chacham mosrin? Some Rav Yehuda Omer Shmuel afil Shamra Menachbarim, even if we're putting the meat on a scale just to protect the meat that mice shouldn't get to it, and you're not trying to weigh it at all. Amar v'idibaravin v'hu detalya b'terita, when the chum aser, even just to protect it, that's only when the scale is hanging on the in the way that it normally hangs, meaning it looks like it's ready to be used. Amar v'idomar shmal tabach uman, an expert butcher, aser lishkol basar b'yad, he's not even allowed to weigh meat in his hand, because since he's such an expert, he'll be able to assess the weight just by holding it in his hand. He's not allowed to weigh meat by filling up a kli of water and putting the meat into the water and basically seeing how much higher the water goes. He would then know how much the meat weighs. He's not even allowed to do that. A person is not supposed to make a hole in the meat so that it could be easy for him to hold it, like a handle within the meat itself. But to do it with his hand, to make the handle with his hand, not with a knife, that's mutter to do. Amar Rav Huna, mutter la'asol simen b'basar, that a person is allowed to make a simen on the meat in order that he should have a way to recognize that it's this piece of meat and not get it confused with anybody with any other piece of meat. Ki ad Rabba Rav Huna, just like Rabba Rav Huna, mechatik la'atas karnasa, he used to cut his meat in triangles, and that was a very unusual way to cut meat. So he did that as a way of having a simen in the basar. Reb Chiyav Reb Shim Barebi, Shoklin mana keneged mana biyomtov. Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, the two sons of Rebbe, when they would divide meat amongst themselves, they would weigh on the scale one person's piece across the scale from the other person's piece to know that they're getting equal amounts. Kiman, so says Gemara, whose opinion are they following by doing that? Lok Rabbi Yehuda v'lok Rabbanan, they're following neither Rabbi Yehuda nor the Rabbanan. Kazik Rabbi Yehuda amar shokol adam basar keneged hakli or keneged hakofetz. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to use some sort of kli on the other side of the scale. Yeah, keneged hakli in, but keneged midi achrini lo, but to use another piece of meat, that you're not allowed to do. Vik Rabbanan ha'amri in mashkichim mekapfuz v'naim kalikr. And the Rabbanan hold you're not allowed to use a scale at all. So who are they relying on? Answers Gemara, inu da ovid ki Rabbi Yeshua. They must have held like Rabbi Yeshua, who holds that you're allowed to weigh one piece of meat against another piece of meat on Yom Tov. That's perfectly fine. So that's what they must have been holding. Amar Rav Yosef, halach Rabbi Yeshua. We've paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that you're allowed to weigh one piece of meat against another. Ha'olutnan b'becharos kavasei, because there's a Mishnah becharos that says just like him. Ditnan, the Mishnah says as follows: psulei mikdashin hana'os on the hegdish, the hana'a that you get from selling possible karbanos that goes to hegdish, because you're allowed to be paid to them, you're allowed to exchange them for money, and that money goes to hegdish, so you can sell them in the market and they'll be weighed in order that that you can get a good price for them, and then you'll be able to get a good amount of money, and you can use that to give to hegdish, except for b'chora meiser, where the hana'a goes to the bailim, and therefore it can't be sold in the market and it can't be weighed, because that would be a bizarre to the kachim for no benefit of hegdish at all. V'shoklin mana, can I get mana b'bechor? And nevertheless, by a bechor, you're allowed to weigh one piece of meat, can I get another piece of meat, and that's not considered really weighing. Meaning, essentially, what comes out is that you're not allowed to be mevazik kachim for no reason. So to bring meat to the market and treat it like a normal piece of meat, when it's kachim meat, is problematic. But if it's going to benefit kachim to do that, so you can get a good price, then you're allowed to do it. But if it's only going to benefit the bailim, it's only going to benefit an individual, you're not allowed to do it. But still, what you're allowed to do is weigh one piece of meat, can I get another on Yom Tov, and that doesn't count as weighing. So that fits very well with Rabbi Yeshua, who allows weighing mana keneged mana On Yom Tov, so the Gemara says, "Amalei Abaye v'dilma lohi." Maybe that's not at all associated. These two shittos are not at all associated. Kzadkan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua hacha el deleka bizayin kachim. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua only says over here by Yom Tov that you're allowed to weigh one piece connected another because it's not a bizayin of kachim. Aval hasam, but by the case of becharos, the ikah bizayin kachim lo, where it's a bizayin kachim. Maybe he would not allow weighing one piece of meat against another. Maybe the Rabbanon only allow by selling the meat to weigh one connected the other by the karbanos because it doesn't look like uvda dechal. You're not treating Yom Tov like a weekday. But when it comes to dividing meat on Yom Tov, where Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shimon, the children of Rabbi, would weigh one piece of meat against another, the mechzik uvda dechal, lo, where it looks like uvda dechal, maybe you were not allowed to do that. So Gemara says, lemeimer dekapti adadi, the whole story doesn't make sense. The children of Rebbe were so makbid on each other to make sure that they got exactly the same amount. Everything had to be perfectly fair. You know, we know about this extraordinary love that they had for each other and how mevater they were for each other, because there were seven fish that got to Rebbe's house. Vishtaka chamish minahu Bei Rabbi Chia, and five of them ended up in Rabbi Chia's house. V'lo kapid Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi, and Rabbi Shimon didn't care. He was perfectly fine with that. He didn't it didn't bother him that he only got two and the other one got five. Rav Papa Shadi Gavra Beinayhu. You have to say that there was another person there. Meaning this Maisa was not between the two children of Rabbi. It was one of them dividing the meat with somebody else. E Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, E Rabbi Shimon b'Rabbi u'Bar Kapara. It was either Rabbi Chia dividing with Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, or it was Rabbi Shimon dividing meat with Bar Kapara. Okay, so it wasn't really the two children of Rabbi dividing the meat. Now, says the new Mishnah, Ein mashchizna sakin b'Yom Tov. One is not supposed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tov the way you would on a weekday, even if the knife is in some way nicked or something, because it looks like a masakin kli, and you're not allowed to do that in Yom Tov. Aval, Masia al gabi chaverta, but you're allowed to rub one knife against the other, since you're doing it a little differently than you would during a weekday. Amravuna lo shanu el b'mashchez shaleven. That's only the chacham not allowing sharpening is only when you're using a stone sharpener. Aval b'mashchez shalei it's mutter, but if it's a wooden sharpener, it's mutter. Amravida mashmol hada amrit shaleven asur. That which we say a stone sharpener is asur lo amrin el lechadda. That's only to sharpen it. Aval lahavir shemnu nisa. But if you're just rubbing the blade in order to get the fat off the edge of the blade, mutter, that you're allowed to do, that's not a tikkun kli, that's cleaning it. Which makes it sound like when you're using a wooden sharpener, you're even allowed to use it to sharpen the kli. Some had that Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel was going on the second half of Rav Huna's statement, that b'shal eitz mutter, you're allowed to use a wooden sharpener, and that's where Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel had that's only to remove some of the fat. But to actually sharpen it, usur is usur to do even with a wooden sharpener. Which implies that if you're using a stone sharpener, even if it's just to remove some of the fat from the and to clean off the knife, even that would be usur. Some have Rabbi Dor Shmuel going on our Mishnah, that the Mishnah said, "Ein mashchizna sakan b'yom tov v'ina, let us sharpen a knife on Yom Tov." Rabbi Dor Shmuel. And it's on that Rabbi Dor Shmuel says, Lo shanu el chadda, that's only to sharpen it, aval havir shemnu nisa mutter. But to remove some of the fat that's on the edge of the knife is mutter. Chal, al gabi chaverta, afilu chadda nami mutter. Which makes it sound like if you're going to rub the two knives against each other, even if the purpose is to sharpen them, it's going to be mutter. V'ikud masna seifa. And some have Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel going on the seifa of the Mishnah, and it's really coming to teach us a chumrah that aval that when the Mishnah says you're allowed to rub one knife against the other, that's where Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel lo shanu ela lahavir shem nisa lechadda aser, that's only if you're trying to clean the knife off, but if you're actually trying to sharpen it, then it's aser mechadu mashchezes hafi lahavir shem nisa aser, which makes it sound like if you're using an actual sharpener, then even if you're just trying to clean it off, it's going to be aser. Man tana de mashchezes aser. Who's the tana of our Mishnah that holds that you're not allowed to sharpen a knife in Yom Yomtov, even though l'chora it's for the sake of ochel nefesh. Amr Rav Chisa delok Rabbi Yehuda. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya ain ben Yomtov l'Shabbos ella ochel nefesh b'vad. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshirei ochel nefesh. Now we know that Tanakama says the difference between what you're allowed to do on Yomtov, what you're allowed to do on Shabbos, is ochel nefesh. There's no heter of malacha for ochel nefesh on Shabbos, yet there is such a heter for Yomtov. But comes Rabbi Yehuda and it says, even machshirei ochel nefesh, like sharpening a knife, that which will prepare for ochel nefesh purposes, even that's mutter. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be no reason to ask for knife sharpening. So Amar Leih Rav L'Rav Chisa, darshin mishma halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Can we darshin in your name that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Leih Yehi Ravach dekol k'ani minimal yisad tidrushu mishmai. Yeah, there should be so many good teachings in my name that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. That's a fantastic teaching. I'd be very happy if you went ahead and taught that. Amar Rav Nechami Breder Rav Yosef, havakim nekamei de Rava. I was standing in front of Rava on Yom Tov, v'havakap Mavrilus Hakina Apuma de Tukula, and he was rubbing his knife over the edge of a basket. Va'amrile, and I asked him, L'chad l'kavid amar o l'havir shem nisa? Are you trying to sharpen the knife or are you trying to clean it off? Va'amrile, l'havir shem nisa. He said, I'm just trying to clean the fat off the edge of the knife. Chazise l'daite, del chad l'kavid. But I could tell the way he was moving that knife that he was really trying to sharpen the knife. V'kasavar halacha v'ed morin kain. But he holds that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda that you're allowed to do machshirei ochel nefesh, but he thinks that you shouldn't publicize that psak too much, so that's why he didn't really tell me what he really held. And Abai said, I was standing in front of Rav, and he was rubbing the knife along the edge of a mill. And I said, oh, do you need it to sharpen it? Are you just trying to clean it off? And he too denied it. He said, oh, I'm just trying to clean it off. But I knew that he was really trying to sharpen it. Because he too holds that it's halacha vein marin ken, that really you're allowed to do machshirei ochel nefesh as well, but he didn't want to publicize any such psak. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up with Ibayiluhu next time.